This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, welcome, thank you for coming. So what I thought I'd do in the halacha shiur that we have at this slot is to focus, to have a sort of a mini-series on chasnas, on weddings, the halachas related to getting married, because I don't know about you, but I think just now with post Shavuos, there seem to be a lot of chasnas coming up in the next few weeks, Baruch Hashem, Hashem Ken Yirbu, and I just thought it'd be an interesting area to explore. I don't think we've done it in the past. So there are three shiurim, three topics, tonight, next week, and the week after. Next week, the topic we'll discuss is called the case of the chasn who jumped the gun. We'll explain that case study next week. The week after that is the halachas of a shomer, the shomer of a chasn and kala. That's quite an unknown area. You know, the chaperone, the person who's going to look after the chasn and the kala. Is it the day of the wedding, the shevrochas, how does it work? And tonight we're going to be discussing quite a fundamental question, and that is it a mitzvah to get married? Now, this may sound a shocking question. Of course it's a mitzvah to get married. Isn't this what we have grown up to believe? But it's not so straightforward. We'll discuss. Very good. So the starting point is that a lot of the Mamore Chazal we come across suggest that, of course, it is a mitzvah to get married. I haven't actually included it on the sheet. If you're listening at home, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. But the first source is not actually even on the sheet. We're learning Kiddushin at the moment in school. And we switched after Pesach to the second parak. The second parak begins, Ho'ish Mekadesh Boi U'Beshlucha, which means a man can get married either by himself, he can do it himself, or he can make a shliach to do it for whatever reason. He can make an agent, a shliach, to do it on his behalf. So the Gemara says, well, if a shliach can do it, then obviously the guy can do it. So the Gemara explains that mitzvah boy yoisim b'shluchay. There is a concept of a mitzvah to be done by yourself is better than appointing somebody else to do it for you, and the Gemara gives examples of that. But clearly the Gemara uses an expression of mitzvah when it comes to kiddushin, to getting married. So that suggests it is, and indeed the Rambam is of the opinion that getting married is one of the 613 mitzvahs, which should not come as a big surprise. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. In other words, the very first halacha of the Rambam when it comes to matters of kiddushin, of getting married. The Rambam tells us the background. Koidem Matan Torah. Before the Torah was given, Hayodem Pegeh Isha Bashuk. How did it work? How did it work? I mean, there was no shidduchim, there was no marriage. So maybe, yeah, a man would meet a woman in the marketplace or wherever. If they want to get married, he just, you know, they decide to get married. He takes her home. They live together. That's it, they're husband and wife. But once the Torah was given, then Klal Yisrael were commanded, if a man and a woman want to get married, then yikne oisa tachila b'fnei edin. There's got to be a proper kinyan. So it's got to be a proper kinyan that takes place. The first Mishnah in Kiddushin describes the various options. What we do today is, of course, with kesef, which is shava kesef, which is a ring, and the man, the chasen, gives the kala a ring under the chuppah. He says the immortal words of Harat Mekudesh Asli, etc., and that is the kinyan that the Rambam is referring to. Now, in the next halacha, the Rambam says, "V'likuchin elu," this ceremony, this kinyan, this acquisition that we call it. It's not a purchase, right? But it's a kinyan. Mitzvahs asei shel Torah heim. It's a mitzvahs asei from the Torah. Okay, "V'likuchin elu heini krayin kiddushin erisin b'chol makom." Just by way of background, there are two stages to the ceremony. Nowadays, we do them together. The kiddushin, also known as erisin, is the first stage. The second stage is the nisuin, and that happens under the chuppah nowadays together. But back in the day, in the olden times, there used to be two very separate stages, a bit similar to engagements and weddings now, that you get engaged, and then, you know, you wait a number of months to prepare for the chasna and for married life, and then you have the nisuin. But actually, under the chuppah, we do both the erusin, also known as kiddushin, and the nisuin together. The kiddushin is when the man makes the kinyan, i.e. he gives the wife the ring, there are edim, brachas are made, And then there is a bit of a gap, sometimes with the reading of the Ksuba, sometimes the speech, sometimes the drasha, whatever. And then you have the Nisuin, which is the Sheva Brachas. And there are various ways of doing the Nisuin, either taking it into the Yichud Room or bringing it into the Chuppah. The Sheva Brachas, different approaches in the Rishonim. But there are two different stages to the ceremony. But either way, the Rambam is of the opinion that Kiddushin is Min HaTorah. And he repeats this idea in Sefer HaMitzvahs. There are what's called Moinei HaMitzvahs. There are those, a whole genre of literature of people who work out what the 613 mitzvahs are. We know the Gemara Makkah says Taryag mitzvahs, Torah Tzivadon and Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611, the first two from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 613 in total, all from the Torah, of course. And the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Smag, and others work out what actually the 613. So it's a whole literature, whole world of literature of what they are. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Asei Reishud Gimel, in Mitzvah number 213, he repeats this and says, HaMitzvahs HaReishud Gimel, Mitzvah number 213 is, SheTzivonu B'Kiddushin, the Mitzvah to get married, SheMitzvahs Kiddushin D'Oraisa. So the Rambam is categoric. He says that it's one of the 613 Mitzvahs. Now, interestingly, what's the mitzvah before it? Mitzvah Saseh Reshut Beis is HaMitzvah Reshut Beis, which is Sivonu Lifreis Velirbois, V'lechavin Kaim Amin, to sort of make sure we sort of populate the world. For who? Sha'omri Yisala, that's what the Torah says, Pru Urvu. So the Rambam clearly counts these two as two separate mitzvahs. One is 212 and one 213. Why is it first? Because the Rambam, the Chinuch, goes through according to the chronological, not chronological, the order of the Torah. So I'll start off with Bereishis, and in fact, we'll get to the Chinuch on the next page. Mitzvah number one is Puruvu, as you suggest, because that is in Parshas Bereishis. Right? That's on the next page. But the Rambam and others don't list it according to Torah portions. Rather, that, you know, the Rambam says first there are six constant mitzvahs, and then he goes through and he works through whatever they are, but not necessarily in the order that they appear in the Torah.
What's the posuk that's the mitzvah
tradition? So the Rambam, I'm not sure, but it suggests from the Rambam in Hilchas Ishin, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, that it's Ki Yikach Ishe Shobo Aleha. And Yikich is referring to Kiddushin. Okay, so now, that's all pretty clear. The Rambam is clearly of the opinion that it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. However, there are many Rishonim who say that there actually is no mitzvah to get married. And the mitzvah really is pruravu. But kiddushin is just a means to an end. It's a hechsha mitzvah, a way to get there. That's all. And there could be a situation where a person has already got children, and he therefore doesn't need to be mekayem mitzvah pruravu, and therefore there's no mitzvah or obligation to get married. And that is the view of some Rishonim.
And how do they refute the
posuk? Oh, so we'll see. Because that kiyikach ishisha, that's just talking about how you get married. Yeah, and then it talks about the whole concept of divorce as well. So there's lots of reasons of why the Torah says what it does, but it doesn't necessarily follow that it is a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs. Now, to explain the approach of those who are shown, and we're going to do the Rosh and the Ritva, we need to understand the brachas of the Erusin, what actually happens under a chuppah. Now, I know when I discuss it with the boys in my shir, often they haven't got a clue what goes on under the chuppah. Right? They're standing at the back somewhere, and they're not focusing on actually the procedure that goes on under the chuppah, and perhaps many people are not familiar with it. But what actually happens under a chuppah? Well, if we forget the tish and the bedecking and everything, let's just move straight to the chuppah. The chasen is standing under the chuppah, and then the kala walks down and will join him. And then you have the first stage of the ceremony, the erusin. Now, the bracha for the erusin is put in box number two. It's a very unusual bracha. Let's take a look. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, asher kitchonu mitzvosav, v'tzivonu al ha'arayos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us not to have forbidden relationships, those who we cannot marry. V'asalonu es ha'arusos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forbidden us to marry or to live with an arusa. That means a lady who a man has been mekadesh, has given her the kesef kiddushin, but they haven't yet had nisuin. V'hitir lono es ha'nasuas lono, but he's only permitted a nasua, which means they're after stage two, al yidei chupa v'kiddushin, which is by way of chupa v'kiddushin, baruch ato Hashem mekadesh ha'mav Yisrael al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. Now, This is very different to regular mitzvahs. Here's just two examples of the other birchas ha-mitzvahs. Baruch atah Hashem lakinim et ha'olam, Hashem kichonu mitzvahs ha-mitzivonu, likboya mezuzah. Right, straightforward. Next one, Hashem kichonu mitzvahs ha-mitzivonu, ala tvila, etc. Take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh asks a series of questions, four questions, on the bracha of Erusin. He says it's a very strange bracha. First question. Yesh makshin al nusach bracha zu, just a straightforward bracha. Why is it so verbose? Second question. Where do we find such a bracha? That we make a bracha on that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbids us. We don't find, when it comes to the bracha of Shechita, that we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Ha'olam al Hashechita, and we don't say, but he forbids us to eat Eivim Min HaChai first, and that's what we're doing over here. Third, Va'oid Ma'inyan Lahazki Orayas Bekan. Why are you mentioning forbidden relationships? You know, in the bracha we're saying, and you know, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that a man is forbidden to marry his aunt. Why is that relevant here? And fourth, Va'oid Ma'lonu Lahazki Chupa Bekan. Why are we even mentioning the chuppah? Back in the day, like I said, the chuppah is stage two for the nisuin. The kiddushin or erusin, it doesn't have to be under a chuppah. It can be in the base erusin, and just in a hall, in a house, or wherever. So why are we mentioning that? Venerally, says the Rosh, ki bracha zu eina birch bracha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah. This is not a bracha for a performance of a mitzvah. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. Because what is the mitzvah? Ultimately, the mitzvah is puravu, to have children. If a man marries a pilegesh, which is basically a wife without a ksuba, and he's mekayim, he has children with her, he's not now obligated to get married because he's already been mekayim, the mitzvah of puravu. So too, if he enters a relationship where he's not going to have children, for example, an older couple get married, or she's not able to have children, or he can't have children, you still make the bracha. And if it was a mitzvah, a birchas mitzvah, you should make the bracha. So you see clearly that it's you still make this bracha. And the mitzvah is if the whole mitzvah is pur revu, then you would have to make a special bracha on that mitzvah. And therefore, we were not masakin a bracha lekadosh es ha'isha, because says the Rosh, there is no mitzvah lekadosh es ha'isha. There is no mitzvah of kiddushin. So what is the nature of this bracha? Says the Rosh, bracha zu niskan elos es shevach lekadosh baruch hu. This bracha is merely is there to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher kitshonu b'mitzvosov v'hivdilonu min ha'amim. He has separated us from other nations. Lekadish isha hamuteres lanu, that he is we marry a woman who is permitted for us to marry. V'lo achas min ha'arayis, and not someone who we're forbidden to marry. V'hizkir bo issa arusos v'hetzi nesuas b'chup v'kiddushin. And the reason why we mention Erusin and Nisuin and Chuppah and Kiddushin, shelo yite odom loma, that a person shouldn't make a mistake to say, shahabrocha shel Kiddushin nisken ela hatzirele. People might mistakenly say, you've had the Erusin, also known as Kiddushin, you've made the bracha, and now they're permitted to live together. Lo kach hizkiru Chuppah, therefore we mention the Chuppah lomar to teach, dafka bebirchas Chuppah hi hamateres hakala. It's only after stage two, the Nisuin, after the Chuppah, where they're permitted to live together. Good. And therefore, that's why the order is chuppah and then kiddushin, because the chuppah is stage two and kiddushin is stage one. Lomar, because we understand the bracha to mean as follows. He permitted us to marry or to live with the nesua through chuppah, which takes place after the kiddushin. That's how the Rosh understands the bracha. So the Rosh is of the opinion that there is one mitzvah, and the mitzvah is puravu. There is no mitzvah to get married. And the Ritva, if you take a look, this is a Ritva also. This is a Ritva in Kesubas, as is the Rosh. the Ritva and Ksubas on Daf Zayin on the base, where you have all the Sheva Brachas Gemaras, there the Ritva says, he asks another question. If you look at the top of the next page, Va'oid, in Birchas HaMitzvasi, if it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, i.e. the Mitzvah of Kiddushin, Heich Ein Ha'oros Mevarech Esau. What a great question, says the Ritva. If, and he asks other questions, this is just one of the several questions he asks, but he says, if it is indeed a Mitzvah, then why isn't the Chosen making the Mitzvah? Making the bracha, it's his mitzvah. So let him make the bracha. I don't find that somebody else makes the bracha to shake the lulav, and I shake the lulav. So why is it that the rabbi makes the bracha if it's somebody else's mitzvah? Ella says the Ritva, al karchach bracha zu ein elak ein kiddush amashik itchona kiddush baruch hu yosem mishar haumus ve'ein privirvia. Same line as the Rosh. This is a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us more than other nations, that we have a special mitzvah called Puravu. Mepesha bracha hi ka'ein kedusha, kedichsiv nele'el, lefichach nogu kol Yisrael lo'im ala kais. That's why you take a kais. It's like a kiddush almost. You're making kiddush for this mitzvah, which is ultimately Puravu. That is the mitzvah. Now, so you've seen that there are two approaches in the Rishonim. The Rambam is clear that it's two separate mitzvahs, and the Ritva, the Rosh, and others, Rishonim, say that it's one mitzvah of Puravu. Interestingly, there are other Moneha mitzvahs, the Smag, for example, and the Sefer Chinuch, both go like the Rambam, and say that it's two separate mitzvahs. So, for example, in the Smag, in Asei Simen Memches, he says, Mitzvah Asei Lekadish Isha, that's one separate mitzvah, and then in Memtes, Barba Mekomis Hesira Torah Puravu Rivya, two separate mitzvahs. And so to the Chinuch. And the Chinuch, of course, always gives reasons for the mitzvahs. So the Chinuch says, if you look in Parshas Kiseitze, in Mitzvahs Tof Kuf Nun Beis, that's 552, Mitzvahs Kiddushin Be'isha, there's a mitzvah to get married, Shen Itztavinu, Liknos O'isha Ba'achas Mishlosh Drachim Koedim HaNisuin, it's called a Kinyan, and that's one of the three ways you're Koedim the Isha. Mishar Sheh Mitzvah, what is the background to the mitzvah of Kiddushin? Says the Chinuch, before they just live together, there should be some sort of formality. They don't just sort of just live together like a zayna. That they realize that this is a formal ceremony, there's a proper bond over here, there's a kinyan, they're connected, and it's not sort of easy come, easy go. And on the contrary, this will enhance shalom bayis, it will enhance the longevity of the marriage, etc. So that's the chinuch. And then, in mitzvah aleph, this is what I referred to earlier, the very first mitzvah in Parshas Bereishis says the Chinuch Bereishis Yesh Bo Mitzvah Asei Achas. Parshas Bereishis only has one mitzvah. What is that? V'hi mitzvah Pri V'rivya. It's the mitzvah Pru Revu Shnema Ve'Varech Yisom Nekim Ha'im Ha'lekim Pru Revu. Mishar She Mitzvah Zu. What is the idea? What is the background? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this mitzvah? Kedei Sheyihye Ha'olam Muyushav. That the world should be inhabited. Shashem Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Yeshivoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be populated. Kedichsiv Leisoyhu V'ra L'Shevetz Yitzor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world that it should be empty. V'hi mitzvah gedoyla She'besibosom Yitzchayemes Kol HaMitzvahs B'Ra'olam K'livnei Odom Nitnu V'Leilu Machir Sharis. And that's a fundamental mitzvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be populated so that we could fulfill mitzvahs and we could live in this world and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it wasn't given to angels, etc. So what emerges from this? Is there a mitzvah to get married? Well, it's machlokus, ultimately. The Rishonim debate it. The Rambam, the Chinuch, the Smag, all are of the opinion there is a separate mitzvah to get married. But the Rosh, the Ritva, and other Rishonim, they are of the view that there is no inherent mitzvah to get married. It's just a hechsha mitzvah. It's a preparation for the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is puravu. Now, even they would understand that, of course, this is the aspiration of Jewish life. And, you know, there are thousands of Mamori Chazal. You know, I just picked one. The Gemara Yevamah Samach Beis on the base. The Gemara says, Kol Adam She'im Isha Shari B'lo Simcha B'lo Bracha B'lo Toiva. That ultimately this is the ideal way to live, a husband and wife, in a Jewish home, in a family setting, etc. And a person who, you know, living outside of that, doesn't get the fullness of simcha and bracha and tov, and that's of course the aspiration for every person, and that's what we daven for you know, for that everyone can enjoy that that bracha in their life. But the point is, technically, according to some, there is no mitzvah per se to get married. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of pru urvu.
So who decided that you have to get married?
So either way, whether you go like the Rambam, there's a mitzvah per se to get married. And even according to the other opinions, a person that, you know, the person would want to be mekayim the mitzvah pru urvu. And moreover, of course, we know that that is the ideal setup of a Jewish home. The centrality of a Jewish home and marriage is undisputed. Just technically, the question is it inherently a mitzvah to get married or not?
Without men and women, is it a mitzvah for a man?
Good, yeah, so that's a good point. So it would appear that, according to the Rambam, Lechora, that the mitzvah of Kiddushin is on both. Because, and I haven't seen the Chinuch and the Smag, who both... you know, they set out and they sell you when they tell you who it applies to, when it applies, and all the details. So when it comes to Puravu, they'll say this is a mitzvah for men, not for women, which is of course a clear Gemara that women, because they're endangered, and, you know, it's a dangerous situation, they can't be mitzvah on it. So a woman is not mitzvah on Puravu. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddushin, they don't seem to make a distinction, and therefore a woman would be also, you know, a mitzvah, fulfilling a mitzvah to get married. But according to the Rosh and the Ritva, where there is no separate mitzvah to get married, the mitzvah is only puravu, they're not. But again, it doesn't take away from the ideal that everyone of course has, is that everyone should be zocher to the bracha of marriage. Yeah, another question. Okay, what was the question you asked though?
So, just to repeat, what was the chassan should make a bracha?
So how do we answer that question?
Yeah.
So the Ritva asked, if it is a bracha, a birchas hamitzvahs, then surely the chassan should be the one to make the bracha. So the answer to all the questions of the Rosh and of the Ritva is that kiddushin is not a mitzvah, and therefore the bracha for kiddushin is not a birchas hamitzvah. It's just a bracha of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's not incumbent on the chassan necessarily to make it. The Rav, the person who's being misadik kiddushin, can make the bracha because of the whole, you know, the whole setting. This is a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one sort of making kiddush for everyone, as it were.
Generally, the chassan would make.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see. I've never seen it. But technically, it's according to the Rosh and the Ritva, this is a birchas hashevach of praise to Hashem, and therefore anybody could make it. Any more questions?
Can we run all according to the fact that it's actually not a mitzvah to do the kiddushin?
Why'd you say that?
Because we're running according to the Rosh and the Ritva, and we're not making the brachos under the chuppah.
No, everyone makes the bracha, this bracha of Birchas Erusin.
But the chassan doesn't do it, therefore it's not his mitzvah.
I see. So the Rambam would have to explain why is it, and others, the Shulchan Aruch as well, why is it that somebody else makes the bracha? Okay, but you can be mitzvah somebody else in the bracha. Maybe he's too nervous, you know, he struggles it off with the words of Haram Kodeshously, right? And maybe that's already too much for him to make the bracha of this Erusin, which is quite a tongue twister. Is probably too much. Okay, either way, they'll have to answer that question. They'll have to answer the questions of the Rosh and the Ran. But, you know, they can deal with that. But either way, my point really this evening is to explain that whilst we instinctively feel that there is a mitzvah to get married, it's actually not so straightforward. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.